Good afternoon, Stancy and Josh. Thank you so much for the time to speak about this important subject of organ donation.
A very important week on the calendar for you guys and for Australians as well. Let's talk about some positives. 90 selfless people have kindly ticked the box. They were organ donors, changing the lives of 235 recipients. What does it mean for those families that still have family members, loved ones with them?
Yeah, it's an amazing generosity of Australians. Organ donation essentially saves lives.
Yeah.
And really at any one time, we have over 1,500 people
Wow.
waiting for a life-saving transplant around
Yeah.
Australia.
When you look at those numbers and think about the aspects, it's kind of easy to go, hey, I want to just donate my organs if something bad were to happen to me. But I think obviously the reason people don't tick that box on their license and stuff, because it's pretty like, to think about yourself getting cut up, even though you're not going to be around anymore,
your own mortality.
It's really,
yeah.
really, really hard. How can we go about like removing that stigma?
That's true. Look, I think it's important to take a little bit of control over your end of life care wishes. This is the opportunity to be able to let your families know what your wishes are, that you do want to help others in the very rare opportunity or rare circumstance that you can donate.
We respect that there would be some cultural reasons people mm-hmm. don't want to donate, but what are some of the biggest concerns and how do we overcome them? Because as you said, as it stands over 1,500, I think it's like 1,551 currently on the waiting list, some people would have concerns, or is it breaking down the barriers of, because I think still, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you might be able to put in your wishes, but your loved ones, your next of kin, can still make the final decision?
Yes, yeah, that's right. So essentially, families, if they know that their loved one wanted to be an organ donor
yep.
or if they've registered their wishes, they're more likely to say yes to donation.
Okay.
And if they have never talked about it before or they haven't registered, then they're in this sort of position where they're unsure and they're acutely grieving, understandably,
mm-hmm.
and so it's difficult to make that sort of decision on behalf of their loved one. So that's why we're absolutely calling out to all Victorians to ensure that they register on the Organ Donor Australian Organ Donor Register,
mm-hmm.
which is only takes about a minute. You can get online to donatelife.gov.au, and all you need is a Medicare card, and then you can join.
We've all got one of those.
Is there a place where people can read up more about all of this and the kinds of lives that they're saving? Because obviously it is very important, but I think there is a little bit of a nature to humanity where we want to see where our sacrifices are going and like the successes are being made.
Yes, yes. So the same website, the donatelife.gov.au, has all information for whether you're a health worker or whether someone in the community, even teachers, etc.
Mm.
There's lots of great information and supports online. So when you go and register there, there's also a whole heap of information that will help. Even in terms, you were talking earlier about cultural differences and things like that. So it has a lot of information about that.
Finally, Leanne, and correct me if we're on path for it, but there are countries across the globe that have an opt-out system.
Mm.
Here in Australia, it's
correct.
Opt-in. Can we just simplify it? Because for a lot of people, let's just put it down to forgetfulness.
Yeah.
We want to do it, but we just haven't got around to it.
Yeah.
Can we just do it that way? Is it as simple as just changing the rules, going, hey, we're all organ donors unless you opt out?
Yeah. Well, the answer to that is, well, firstly, Australia is a world leader in transplant outcomes, which mm-hmm. is fabulous.
Oh,
we do operate in an opt-in system where people have to register their intention mm-hmm. to become a donor. And there's actually no clear evidence in Australia or even internationally that the opt-out system directly results in an increase in donation rates.
Interesting, yeah.
So,
I thought
yeah.
it would have had the opposite effect. I thought it would have
yeah.
been more proactive in donations. Well, we can read more of this online. We'll get all those details up as well. But Leanne McAvoy, all the best this week in raising the awareness about donating life, and hopefully across Australia, but across here, Geelong and the Surf Coast, we can seriously think about being selfless and saving more lives. So
yeah.
thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.